Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here's a baseball rumor from Ken Rosenthal that the Yankees, because we were talking earlier, they're probably done. They got Garrett Cole. They have this great rotation. They decide to let Didi go. Gardner's back. They're about to lose Austin Romine, by the way. He's about to sign with Detroit. I think George King reported that one, too. But Rosenthal says the Yankees have been the most aggressive pursuer of Hader from the Milwaukee Brewers.
Oh, really?
And look, I mean, they could come to the table with Andujar.
Yeah. Yeah.
With Clint Frazier,
yeah, sure.
With Davey Garcia, with Clark Schmidt. They still have some pretty appealing prospects if that's what the Brewers are looking for. And can you imagine if they walk away and had Josh Hader? Oh, my God.
That's pretty good.
Can we just sign Betances instead? I mean, what are we doing?
Really? I want my team to sign him. They really do.
Well, I'm sorry, Joe. I want my team to sign him. He's a Yankee.
What?
I mean, I don't want to trade for Josh Hader when Betances is out there.
I'm just saying.
Josh Hader is better than Dylan Betances.
He is. Why give up something for him?
No, you're going to have to give up a lot. Look, the truth is, the Milwaukee Brewers are either not trading Josh Hader or they're getting an insane return. And that's the risk. We just saw what the Mets did for Edwin Diaz. Trading a lot for a relief pitcher is risky. As good as Hader is, would it stun anybody if Hader had a terrible year this year?
No.
And I don't know if you guys noticed, my team has like 8 closers.
But what's wrong with 9? Mm. Look, Ernie.
My team has none.
Well, no, I understand that.
Depends how you want to define it. They have failed closers.
Right, that's how, yeah, right.
It depends how you want to, like, what you're willing to give up. I understand. You know, you look at Andujar and Frazier and say, oh, my God, I don't want to give these guys up. But ask yourself this. Is there any future for Clint Frazier with the New York Yankees?
I want there to be. I don't want them to give up on this guy.
They want it to be, but is there?
That's my problem. Why are they looking to get rid of this guy when I... Oh, sorry, I thought you were going
to
say something.
No, I'm just
why are you looking to get
rid
of this guy? I want this guy as part of the team next year.
Well, no, and to defend Ernie, Ernie has always been consistent that he doesn't like trading for relievers. And I get
it. No, I don't disagree with that either.
You know what it is, I think, with the Yankees where I think it's a little bit different? They are the best team in baseball, right? We all admit that?
On paper.
On paper. They have a chance to become even better, and they are in go-for-it mode. And if you're going to give up guys that are not a part of what is the short-term plan with this team, you make yourself an even bigger favorite by getting Hader. Sure, there's a risk that he, you know, is terrible. Sure, relievers are very up and down. But can you imagine adding Hader to that bullpen that already has Tommy Kahnle and Adam Ottavino and Zach Britton and Aroldis Chapman? That's ridiculous.
He'll be our fourth inning guy.
He'll be your fourth inning guy. Not when Garrett Cole starts, though. Not when he starts. I don't know. I get this impression Betances is gone, that they've decided they want to move on from him.
Yeah, I think so, too.
And the Yankees move on from their guys. They've moved on from
They love everybody that's not their own.
Yeah.
Some, well,
we understand.
They love Brett Gardner. He was their own.
They do love Brett Gardner.
They really love Brett Gardner.
They really do.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.